First and foremost, Brandon, congrats on winning your first game with Rögle. Amazing atmosphere. How was it?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, you work hard for 7 weeks to get to this day, and obviously you want to start the season off on a good foot. And, you know, to come from behind in the third period like that, I think, you know, means a lot for this group. And just to secure that first win alone and, you know, and moving forward, I really think that, you know, it was a memorable night for sure, especially with the fans. Incredible atmosphere. You know, you can't get that everywhere. And, you know, here in Engelholm, you definitely have the crowd behind you.
Yeah, it's a lot of difference between the European crowds and the American crowds, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a little bit different. A little bit smaller arenas. The atmosphere is electric. I mean, it's been electric in North America, but also, you know, very so much here. And, you know, it's a little bit different in the sense where you get the songs and you get the banners, which you don't quite get in North America. So, but it makes it special. It makes these games the most exciting thing for us. And just really happy that, you know, the crowd got the result they wanted, especially, you know, going into a new season. Yeah.
And against a local rival as well.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I heard about this game for 7 weeks, and it lived up to the expectations. And, you know, getting that rivalry win, hopefully my neighbors will invite me over for dinner.
No, don't be too sure, you know. Some of the food down here. No, only joking. There's some great food down here in
Estonia.
Yeah, for
sure.
But I'm not sure Chris would appreciate, Chris and Cam would appreciate you eating that kind of fat food.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on a strict diet these days.
You obviously played 7 games for Färjestad last year, and now you played 1 game for Rögle, but staying in SHL. How was it going from the smaller ice to the bigger ice, especially as a defender?
You know what? It's been extremely hard. You know, I did have a good go in Färjestad. I really thought that. You know, I did show well, and I was able to impact that team, especially in the playoffs. You know, coming back even after the summer, you know, it took me all 7 weeks to get used to the big ice again. And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, training camp is that long for that reason. It's not always the most pleasant working that hard for that long. But, you know, I needed it, especially going side to side, you know, closing gaps and kind of having that feel on the ice. But, you know, I felt like even tonight, you know, was definitely my best game preseason and, you know, regular season so far. You know, something I've worked on for 7 weeks, and I'm glad that, you know, I had the time to do that.
You mentioned gap control, and for me as a student of the game, it seems to be like for North American defenders to go out into corners, you get drawn out a lot.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I think that's just the game plan for a lot of teams. They want to bait these guys in and, you know, create that distance and that separation. And, you know, with that big ice, it creates a lot of holes in the middle of the ice. And that's where a lot of the goals are scored. So, you know, still got a lot to work on for sure. But, you know, I'm very happy with the game and where it's going so far.
Obviously, once a Canadian, always a Canadian. Very interesting Canadian prospect on the first pairing this game, Adam Engström. Taking it a little bit in reverse, how would it be to go from the bigger ice to the smaller ice?
You know, Adam Engström, Showtime is what we like to call him. He's a hell of a player. You could see it tonight, dancing on the blue line, on the power plays, and, you know, carrying that puck up the ice. He's definitely going to be an investment for the Montreal Canadiens. I think he's going to have that impact for sure at one point in his career. And, you know, I think moving from a bigger ice to a smaller ice, you know, there's a little less time to hang on to that puck, and that'll be an adjustment period too. But, I mean, he's a good player. He's smart. I think he'll figure it out, and I think the Montreal Canadiens should expect big things from him.
He's a big guy as well now.
Yeah, I mean, he plays big. He's tall now. He's grown into himself. He's a young man, and I think that you know, that'll only help him, especially in North America.
What can you see translating into the NHL for him? His hockey IQ, obviously, I think, but overall, US with the experience that you have from the NHL.
Oh, I mean, he definitely can just, he holds on to pucks with, and that's that new game, that new style of NHL you see these days with the quick edge work and the fast movements and guys holding on to pucks in and out of corners. And he's one of those guys that, you know, doesn't have to play in the corner. He can dance the blue line like he does, and he'll be an effective player on the power play for sure. But, you know, you can see in the D zone as well, too. He's a heck of a skater. And, you know, that's where the NHL is right now. And you got to be at that the top level to be, you know, considered in that game. And I think that he carries all those attributes. And I don't think you know, he's a little bit of development here still. And when he does get over there, definitely an adjustment period. But, you know, I got high hopes for him. I really think that the Montreal Canadiens will really expect big things.
I saw one thing today, and might be sort of the game plan, so hopefully no, none of the other teams are listening, but it looked like in the second period with a long change, he was always on the far side, like he played on his offside.
Yeah.
Is that because he's such a good skater, or is that part of the game plan in general?
I don't know if that was by design or if it just worked out that way tonight, but certainly those young legs, get him out there, get him on the far side. It is a long change in this building for sure, especially. You know, he can handle those minutes, you know. He's able to hold them edges and control the game. And I think he did that tonight. And I don't know if it was by design, but it worked out that way. Probably for the best.
Well, you know, come from behind victory. Anything you want to say to the Montreal fans listening?
Oh, I mean, you know, I love my time in Montreal. It was a short-lived time. Kind of went through some hardships there and didn't play my best, but I'd love to say hello. And you know, Mark Bergevin, I know he's gone now and stuff, but those guys in Montreal treated me like gold. And, you know, especially the hockey players and Shea Weber and Carey Price. And, you know, I really enjoyed my time in the city. And all I would say is good luck this season.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.